Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. On today's show, we'll be talking about the equipment of the future. And then on the first segment, we'll take a few pieces of news that will transform road construction. Then on segment two, we'll be joined by Jeff Cohen, Vice President of Assets and Security by Telogis. So that's going to be a really great conversation, so I hope you'll stick around for that. On segment three, Leon Wang, co-founder and CEO of Robo Industries, will also join the program. Then finally, as always, on segment four, we're going to look at the job site of the future, and we're going to take a closer look at the future of drones and machine learning on the construction job site. So if you really don't know much about machine learning, you might want to stick around because we're really going to delve a little bit into that. But first, let's look at the road construction market and some of the new trends that are emerging, because I think there's a lot happening there. And as many of you already are aware, the FAST Act, also known as the Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act, is of 2015. This act calls for the National Academies Transportation Research Board to conduct a study on the actions needed to upgrade interstate systems. It specifically asks construction professionals to meet the growing and shifting demands of the 21st century. Now, we've already been kind of seeing all this happen, but for instance, a joint venture of Cambridge Systematics and WSP Parsons Brinckerhoff is looking at upgrading and restoring the Dwight D. Eisenhower National System of Interstate and the Defense Highways. This system comprises only 1.2% roadway line miles of the country's public road system, but it handles nearly 25% of the total vehicle miles traveled annually and almost 40% of the nation's total truck traffic. This aging interstate highway system serves more traffic than the entire U.S. road network served when the system was authorized in 1956. So let's take a little bit look into the study in general, because the Transportation Research Board study will be conducted by a committee of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. It will also focus on balanced expertise in transportation issues. In order to support the study, the joint venture of Cambridge Systematics and W.S. Parsons Brinckerhoff will conduct a case study analysis. And what's interesting is they'll also conduct modeling to explore the impact of changing travel and technology trends, as well as their overall implications of the future of the interstate highway system. So the study will also draw from information provided by the highway industry. So if you think about it, this will include highway owners, operators, and users of the system, associations, stakeholders, and even academia. So if you have an opinion here, here's your chance to really kind of get involved. So this particular study is expected to be completed in late 2018. So it's interesting to see extensive research is being done to rebuild highway systems. The research currently is being conducted in the program could transform how all of you in the construction industry build roads in the future. At the same time, we see a number of other kind of big technology trends emerging that are going to impact how the construction industry builds roads. And as you all know, and as you're listening right now, that becomes a really big discussion. For instance, we're talking about electric roads, and we see many of you have heard about this already, and it includes tiny sensors embedded in roads that can be used to generate electricity. And these sensors generate energy from vibrations in the roads. And the idea has already been introduced in areas like Israel, Italy, and even Japan. And late last year, a pilot program was announced in California. So we're seeing it come here, and we're already seeing Colorado and then Nevada experimenting with the technology. So we see these advances are beginning to emerge here in the United States. So now the California Energy Commission is set to start installing these sensors in the road sometime this year. So if you're a contractor working on the road projects in California, you might come in contact with these sensors very soon. Now, as we all know, California is often a leader here in the United States when it comes to energy conservation. I mean, they talk about it a lot. They have a lot of rules and regulations in place. But this trend, if you think about it, toward electric roads is something we could potentially see emerging much more in the future. And time will tell, but it's certainly something that I think we all want to keep our eye on, and it's something that we find very fascinating when we talk about the Internet of Things and we're talking about how electric roads can change things. And if this technology does expand, it will be something the construction community needs to keep in mind when completing road projects in the future. Now, if you think about it, this is simply one example of how sensors could potentially transform road construction projects. But imagine if roads could automatically de-ice themselves. Now, for those of us living in the Midwest or the East, we could understand how valuable all this could be. Icy roads inevitably lead to very long commutes. You know, and it's interesting because Chris Tuan of the University of Nebraska, and we found this Nebraska-Lincoln, has done a lot of research around this technology. And the de-icing technology actually warms up roads, reducing the need for salt and plows. Now, if you know anything about the Midwest, we see a lot of plows in the East all the time when there's all this snow. But realistically, this technology can't be installed on all road projects. But it could be implemented at accident-prone locations such as bridge overpasses and street intersections, which really is interesting. However, this conductive concrete has not seen widespread adoption yet due to regulatory restrictions, which is very interesting. But it is another emerging trend to keep an eye on if you think about what we're talking about. We're talking about sensors. We're talking about all these different types of technologies that actually could lead to different ways of using the road. So the takeaway here is that all this emerging research and technology will ultimately impact how the construction industry builds road projects across America in the future. And there is a lot that is changing today, which is really interesting because if you think about it, it's not the way we thought roads would be constructed. And certainly generating electricity is one that is something that I don't think many thought of in the past. And all of these research studies that we're talking about, starting back with the FAST Act, you know, Fixing America's Surface Transportation, dating back to 2015, really started to get things underway. I mean, if you think about it, the study that is only covering 25% of the total vehicles miles traveled, but that is actually 40% of the nation's total truck traffic. That's an awful lot. So there's a lot to be concluded from that study. But there's so much more to think about, thinking about electric roads and thinking about what the research can be done and embedding sensors. And sensors give off a lot of data. So it's very important when we think about all the stakeholders involved, when you're talking about when you're looking at what associations are doing, academia, and all of you in the construction industry, by really able to model and look at all of this and the technology trends. And we're going to see a lot more usage of sensors and roads and bridges to give us information about the wear and tear, and we have a lot of failing roads right now. So the idea of the ability to use sensors in our roads is probably going to increase more and more. But the idea of using sensors for icy roads and other things like that is only the beginning, but the idea of using sensors in areas that can give us more information. So I think we're really seeing that technology is advancing in so many ways to give us the information to better improve the way we're going about building our roads. And I think we're seeing a lot more of it, and it's going to rapidly change a lot faster than what we thought. And I think with new legislation coming down the pipeline and new technology emerging, road projects are likely going to change in the future as well. And that's something for all of you listening today. You probably want to keep a close eye on, if not actually get involved, because you can make a difference in what's going to happen. And there will certainly be a lot of discussion in the months ahead on the way road construction is going to be conducted. And so that's a great opportunity, if you're interested in that, to get involved and participate, as we indicated early on. So I think if you do have something you want to say, here's your opportunity to get involved and to participate. Well, we're out of time for this first segment of ConExpo ConAg Radio, but we're going to come back after a quick commercial break, and we're going to talk a whole lot more about what's happening in the marketplace, because Jeff Cohen, who's the Vice President of Assets and Security at Telogis, is going to join us. But if you haven't, and we keep telling you this, if you haven't signed up for ConExpoConAg.com for the expo March 7th through 11th in Las Vegas, you really need to do that. Go up to the website, because there's a lot going on. There's 2,500 exhibitors. There's the tech experience, and there's a lot going on about the technology that we talk about every week on this radio show that we would really like you to see. And there's going to be a lot of machine learning, drones. There's going to be a lot about the 3D experience of making an excavator there. So you can see things that you might not have, that you might want to see how this technology is advancing, and many of the things that we talk about every day. So, and if you'd like to share your thoughts, send us a tweet at ConExpoConAg on Twitter, and we really want to know what your thoughts are. So there's a lot. So stick around. As always, this is ConExpoConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Come join over 130,000 construction industry professionals in March 2017. ConExpo ConAg 2017 is North America's largest construction show. Explore over 2.5 million square feet and imagine what's next with over 2,500 exhibitors. Get the details at ConExpoConAg.com/future and join us as we take this to the next level. A podcast or radio show on WS Radio is a great way to create content marketing. Turn prospects into customers, into raving fans. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
Tired of presentations with no impact, no inspiration, and no traction? Do dull speakers have you and your team disengaged and distracted by smartphones? Christopher McCullough brings energy, insights, and two decades of experience, delivered with punch, humor, and heart. Your team will leave energized, uplifted, and with a sense of purpose. Visit ChristopherMcAuliffe.com to bring some heat to your next speaking engagement. McAuliffe. ChristopherMcAuliffe.com.
You've heard me bragging about Progressive Medical Center and how they've helped me feel so much healthier. But one thing, Dr. Agoli, that a lot of people come to you with is just unexplained pain. They just can't get any relief. Why can Progressive Medical Center's Pain Management Center help them?
First of all, we have to acknowledge that pain is for real, and you've got acute pain and chronic pain. Here's the problem. That acute pain turns to chronic, which is longstanding, and no one's getting to the root cause. There's several key diagnostic components that help us get to the root of what's causing this pain. Is it inflammation? Once we do a thorough evaluation to get the root cause, determine if it's structural or if it's a metabolic issue. And this way, we put an individualized program for pain management involving correcting the spine, using certain injections when necessary, and we get our patients out of pain quicker, and they stay out of pain because we teach them how to live their life well.
Don't let yourself live in pain any longer. Get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today at ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
Progressive Medical, this is your life. Live it well.
The richness of your life is reflected in the shimmering elegance found at D.O. Loon Design. One-of-a-kind jewelry and pieces from Cynthia Dillon in silver and gold help to express your unique personality. The flowing designs of her creations will empower the way you move throughout your day. Join us online at DIOLUNDesigns.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.